Hello and welcome to Season 3, Episode 11 of The Legend of PJ Famicom. On this show, I let my computer pick random songs from my solo albums. I talk about the song for a little bit and then we listen to it. First, today, we have a song called What If Your Mom Sees the Bad Words? From Super Famicom's release Everybody Else in My Band is Romantic from 2006. Honestly, I've many times gotten the name of this album wrong and tagged it as Everyone Else in My Band is Romantic. Talk about underground. This might have been the first song I did with my new contrived vocal style, fakely accented and scooping and sliding to every note. I was getting out of my twee style, which was working pretty well for me, and I know it wasn't great for my career to constantly shift in styles, but that's what happens when you write so much. And I think my lack of self-satisfaction inspired me to always reach for something new. We've been over it. But I do think the freak folk sound was good for me as far as getting plays on MySpace. I remember I played this song for my girlfriend at the time, Emily. She got all worried that my new music was going to make me too cool for her. So that was a pretty big affirmation that I was going in the right direction. Not that I wanted her to be insecure. She was my life, and that wasn't enough. That's the way it goes. About the jam. The lyrics are about a past love interest. I'd been misled and didn't make a fuss about it, so I had to cryptically spread the hurt into many songs. This is one of them. What if your mom sees the bad words?
It's off the show, now you're dead. You stay my songs and you let stories also coming out. You never left my head. Darling, it's invisible.
Our second tune is from Super Famicom's 2012 album, Punishing the Faithful. It's called Do You Know What You Stand For? It's a fast pop-punk song originally written for my old band, The Gays, but the band never got around to playing it. The lyrics were pretty dark and depressing, which was a thing with that band. But with Super Famicom, at the time, I was really into punk ideologies. I was very inspired by the band Rubrics, with their empowering message and work ethic, and I wanted to do something inspiring too, and validate the DIY ethos partially by working hard on my music and keeping my act together. So I was on my way to becoming what I now would consider a try-hard nice punk. Good, clean fun, with a strong tolerance for cheap beer. And many bands called themselves DIY simply because they weren't yet famous, following the new trends of thought. I sing, let me keep my hands out of the blurring of the lines between your hipster ways and mine. And it's really funny to draw a line between being punk and being hipster. In 2012, life had really not gone well for me for a good while, as far as having stability and sufficient employment. So I wanted to align myself with some kind of group that shared my boat. The rejects of the world. They were punks, right? I may have been kidding myself to think that punks and hipsters were different. Doesn't every scene feed its own social hierarchy that elevates those with similar privilege? Each only has their own type of wannabe. So these days, I don't care for scenes and personalities. And this is pretty heavy thinking in response to a pop punk song I wrote 10 years ago. But such pedantic lyrics deserve a response. Let's hear it. Do you know what you stand for? Terrible. The drums are some real drum samples I put into FL Studio. I didn't know how to make them sound like real drums, so I did some EQ and put it real quiet in the mix. The bass is that Yamaha from Church. The guitar is my Kramer Striker into my Krait GFX 212. Song 3 today is from Maradocia's Megadrove collection. It's called Life Exchange. Pretty much an electronic revision of the song Out of Your Hands, from Super Famicom's The Wandering Floret. When I made this track, I was not especially excited at how stiff the sound font voices sound compared to that of emulated FM synthesis. I guess now that I've done a lot of chiptunes for the YM2612, the chip from the Sega Genesis, I see the plus side of doing tracks like this too. The sound font is less noisy and everything sounds pretty smooth. And it is nice to balance out the emotional and ideological depth of the last two tracks with some light-hearted tech talk. The song was originally featured in my little adventure game, Time Girl 1998, about a woman named Judy who wakes up in the year 1998, the worst year of her life, and she has to find the aliens behind Gadzooks at the mall to transport her back to the future. It's a pretty good time. So let's do this jam. Life Exchange. Our next song today is called Songs for Friends Lost to Lust, from Super Famicom's 2003 album, P.S. If the Answer is No, Then Try to Forget I Ever Asked. You probably know this, I was raised in a very Christian household, and I was a hopeless romantic for a long time. Whether or not my friends were having sex was something pretty heavy for me, on top of the fact that being a teenager is tough and confusing. You need your buds to help guide you through it. And at that age, when your friend starts dating someone, you pretty much stop seeing them outside of class. So that was something that bummed me out, on top of desperately wanting a romance of my own. I've been back and forth a lot on whether or not I like acoustic guitar when it's plugged in. I think with this track I did it right. Just a cheap drop-in pickup played with new strings and a very soft pick. It has that plasticky swirl to it. So I think the song itself sounds good with that lonely guitar. One of my more successfully executed tracks on the album, for sure. So let's rock it. Song for Friends Lost to Lust. Song 5, the final song for today, is from 2008's The Wandering Floret Part 2 by Super Famicom. It's called Wasting Time. I recorded it on my 4-track at 117 Pomar Street. I distorted the keyboard pretty hard and has a pretty good atmosphere. A pretty good gaze, if I may use that word. The lyrics are about doing things other than making songs. What a drag, you know? When you've promised 40,000 MySpace friends you're going to release 8 albums on August 8th, 2008, the task feels pretty urgent. So let's listen to it. Wasting Time. Thanks again, always, for listening. Next episode, the last episode for Season 3, is going to be all Super Famicom, with songs from The Diamond Rainbow, the split with My Bicycle Emergency, the Stone Wings original soundtrack, Perilous, and Deepest Cuts. I'll talk to you then. Thanks.